Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Devo Slack, joined here with the Clinaris and the Gooch, and we are talking our predictions for The Mandalorian, Chapter 11, The Heiress. And then we're going to go into our Chapter 12 predictions, but...
Wait, can I just say something first?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
I am god-awful at this, by the way. You may continue.
You're awful. I had one awesome lucky guess, and that's it. In fact, let me bring up the rest of the notes here. I have much more detailed notes in regard to our scoring here. So, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Brutal. Gooch, last week you talked about how you got Roscoe'd so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just obliterated by the dick this week. Yeah. Before we get into the episode, to the review scores, I do want to say that it was a nice refresher getting back to like the show being awesome versus like that filler episode that we had. We'll go over this the scores real quick, and then we can dip into that episode, and then we'll go into our predictions for the next episode. So, episode 3, The Heiress. You know, right out the bat here, I put up a big old fat stinker, man. I didn't get a single guess right. I came out and I felt that there were going to be no Mandos at this destination. The frog planet was going to be a bunch of bad guys. I didn't give myself any points with that because it wasn't a frog planet and it wasn't all bad guys. I felt that the eggs were not what they were going to be, but Devo, they were exactly that.
Did you guys think it was like a Mon Calamari planet specifically?
I think so. It wasn't specifically Mon. Yeah. Well, no, because they say what the name is. It's like a, I forgot what it was, but it wasn't like, obviously we didn't see any other frog people there. It was just all Mon Calamari, all the Aqualish, or Aqualish or whatever they're called. And then the only thing I had left were there's going to be no Jedi at all, but that's going to be a season long, a long guess. You know, Gooch, you fared a lot better than I did out of your four guesses. You know, you said that we're going to go to the planet of the frog people. Didn't happen, so there's no points there. You said they were going to run into the New Republic. No points there. You did say there were going to be Mandos on the planet, and you did say that the Mandos would be a different creed of Covenant, which was very accurate.
Damn.
Ooh, very true.
It was. I forgot about that. Damn.
I did not expect that at all, Gooch. You were absolutely right on that one.
That was spot on.
That's why I liked it so much.
And then, you know, we got to go to the man of the hour, the clearest
guy
who fucking, like, he's looking like Babe Ruth pointing the finger out to the left field, right? He said that there was going to be a successful frog delivery, which there was.
Yeah.
Said that the planet would have Sasha Banks's character, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
Said that there would be Mandos on the planet, which there were.
Mm-hmm.
You said that there would be Jedi on the planet, which there were not.
Nope.
And you said that the Armorer would not be one of those Jedi, which was correct. So I had a fat zero. Gooch had a six. Clint, 4 times 3. That's 12 points for you in one single episode. So let me just get our final tally here. Or not our final, but our up-to-date points. So that puts Clint at the lead with 18 points. Gooch is in second place with 7.5, and I'm sitting dead last with the 4 that I got in the first episode. Before we get into our Chapter 12 predictions, do you guys want to chat a little bit about Chapter 11, The Heiress?
Oh, fuck yeah. That shit was so dope.
when the title came on and it said The Heiress, the first thing I said to Cap, I'm like, that's Bo-Katan. Like, I knew right off the bat it was Bo-Katan.
Can you,
and then, like,
can you talk about who Bo-Katan is, Devo?
Because I didn't know.
The name was familiar, but I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
The second that came up, I'm like, oh, I'm fucked. I just lost this entire episode.
Devo, that's how I felt in the first episode when they went directly to the fucking the boxing match.
Yeah.
Within the first 5 minutes, I was like, fuck.
And then Boba Fett's armor comes on, and then it's like everything, right? So Bo-Katan, like, she is the, I mean, I'm probably slaughtering this, so all the viewers out there that are super more hardcore into this can correct me in Twitter in the comments or whatever. But Bo-Katan is a former leader of the Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister was a former love of one Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, wow.
And she used to be the true leader of Mandalore, where it was more a they were being more peaceful. It was more political, and then in order to exact some revenge, Obi-Wan Kenobi kills Bo-Katan's sister, and in such, or you know, because he does that, he takes over the legacy of Mandalore essentially. So he becomes the Mandalorian leader. Now, part of that is Bo-Katan is she fights Pre Vizsla, who is the leader of the Death Watch, who are that same creed that Din Djarin's a part of. Pre Vizsla, the leader, who are these old school, like hardcore Mandalorians, had the Darksaber. And the Darksaber is a symbol of the leader of Mandalore.
Wow.
And what's important about that is the fact that I forgot what his name was, but it's like Vaz Vizsla or Vizsla or whatever. But he was the first Mandalorian Jedi, and his lightsaber was the Darksaber. And so as that got handed down over generation to generation, that showed basically like you were the leader of Mandalore. So at one point, Bo-Katan is the leader of the Mandalorians in this whatever covenant that she is. She has possession of the Darksaber, which is why when we see her and she's interrogating that Imperial captain, she's like, where is he? Does he have it? You know, and her goal is to reclaim the Darksaber, because I think she even said a line like, I can't lead my people without it, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to things, I don't know how Moff Gideon gets it from her. I believe at some point Maul still had it in the Rebels cartoon, and it's kind of fuzzy in my head after that, but Bo-Katan, she's been a huge character in the Clone Wars cartoon. She popped up a little bit in the Rebels cartoon, and in terms of like Mandalorian, you know, like culture and whatnot, she's pretty high up there. And ironically enough, Katie Sackhoff, who plays her in the Mandalorian, voiced her in all both of those cartoons.
Oh, nice.
And the scene where they first meet, and there's like a, you know, he's shocked that they took their helmets off. That was accurate to the Clone Wars show.
They
as well?
All take their helmets off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was like a new thing for this particular show.
There's only been two Mandalorians outside of what we've seen in the show that have never taken their helmets off. I mean, I take that back. There's only been one who hasn't taken his helmet off outside of this show. So obviously Din doesn't take his helmet off, but Boba Fett never took his helmet off.
In the movies.
Now, Jango Fett, that fool walked around without his armor all the time.
Well, I mean, we saw then, young Boba, and we obviously saw him in the show. Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't like the Mandalorian at the time, right? But whenever we see him in Empire and Jedi, he never takes his helmet off. And then even in some of the other cartoons where he's actually, well, I don't think he has any of the armor in the cartoons. But regardless, so
although like I you think, said, technically he's not a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
True. So, but then as we learned in this episode, the different covens have different beliefs, and obviously, you know, Katie Sackhoff and Sasha Banks and Latino Heat over there have no problem taking their helmets off. So.
Who was that guy? He looks so familiar. I don't think he's Latin though.
I don't know.
He's one of those guys where it's like, you know, you see him in the background somewhere, and then when you see him again, you're like, oh, it's that guy.
When I first saw him, I'm like, is that Alberto Del Rio from like WWE?
You got Sasha Banks there. You might as well get Alberto Del Rio.
I was like, really? They got put that guy in here? But yeah, it wasn't him, because he's a bastard.
You're a fucking fool. Simon Cassanides is the guy's name. I'm trying to see what I saw him in.
Oh, and then that also goes back to one of my season picks where I thought Sasha Banks would have been subbing Ren, which obviously she is not. So shit the bet on that one too.
Oh, this dude was in Quantum of Solace. I think that's probably where I seen him from.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
dude. So
probably some Greek bad guy.
Their fucking armor looked so badass, like the blue with the designs and.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, when they came on, I was just, this is so fucking dope.
Yeah.
It was so sick, man. And then I was laughing because I would have actually got this wrong, but Stormtroopers did appear, but they actually hit him this time.
Yeah, well,
that
fair,
doesn't count.
They didn't kill him, but they did hit him.
So, but at the they were in a very tight hallway, so they like the blasters really had no place to go. And at the same time, I think they made a comment about how there were two like heavy repeating blasters. Or
yeah,
something,
yeah.
Right. So it's like it was technically at that point it's the machine doing the work.
Yeah.
But the best guard blasted them.
I mean, the best guard, it bounced off the, you know, it reflected it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
it doesn't count.
I thought it was awesome. It was great. No, it was a great awesome, episode. It's one of the best one. Do you guys think it was the best episode they had, or maybe the last season's finale was maybe the best one?
For me, that first episode with the Sand People and Boba Fett, like to me, that's Star Wars.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
I agree.
That's been my favorite episode so far, yeah. And this one's like up there, dude. Like, there's a lot of good stuff in the first season, but this one, it's I mean, when the Mandos come out of the coven to save Din in the first season, like that was cool, right? But like here, like you get to see them being actual like badasses, and it's a different coven as well. So there's just something about this one that was so much cooler than some of that stuff. I think the fact that it was what's her name, Bo-Katan, and she's got like that history with the Star Wars nerds.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like those other Mandos, you don't really know who they are. They're just a bunch of Mandos doing their thing, right? But like this is like someone who people are emotionally invested in. And the second she landed from her, you know, like coming down her jetpack, like, you know, I know Twitter was blown up and creaming their pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I thought that Sasha Banks was going to be a Jedi, but there's two things about this episode that made me really, like, number one, laugh, and the other part made me really anxious. The anxious part was like how they continue to play on the audience's anxiety about Baby Yoda eating the eggs. And he didn't end up eating any of them in this episode, but they really played on it. And I thought it was so funny when he dropped off Baby Yoda and he was like, can you watch him? I'm like, you got to tell them, like, this fucking he's a fucking little murderer here.
What are you talking about? It's just predation, man.
But he even says, he's like, be good, for it. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then the other one was when he first landed. I had two questions for you guys. Number one, okay, when he first landed, I just want to say, and he asked that, I think it was a Mon Calamari, I think.
Yeah.
He asked him, he's like, can you fix it? He's like, fix it? Nah. I'll get it to fly, though. I was just laughing my ass off. He's like, nah, I can't fix
it. No, the best.
I'll put fuel in it.
Exactly. The best part, he pays him. He looks at it. He's like, I'll put fuel in it. So good.
And when he comes back and he looks at his ship, he's like, I paid you 1,000 credits. He's like, he'll fly.
It was hilarious, man. And Nah.
The fool walks into the cockpit and it looks like it's been underwater for like 100 years.
I loved it.
It's like held together by fishnets.
There's fishnets. Yeah. And then
there's like, damn Mon Calamari. I was wondering, okay, his back hatch was open.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the idea was that when they were descending down into that planet, that it burnt everything up and sort of welded the hole closed. Because when they crash into the water, wouldn't all everything have come out?
You would think
when they crash into the water, and Boba Fett's armor is in there, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Or at least as far as we know.
Yeah. But I mean, guess it's all intact, I'm guessing. Because
you would have to assume that it was safe. And it might have even been in the cockpit with them.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially.
Yeah.
That was great. I loved it.
That scene when the ship is falling down, and like I didn't notice this because I'm not familiar with the movie, but I saw it on Twitter because the episode was directed by Bryce Dallas Howard. And so the scene when the Razor Crest is falling as it's descending and it's burning up, it is almost shot for shot of Apollo 13 as it's re-entering Earth.
Wow.
From the Ron Howard movie. So somebody took both scenes.
That's
and
cool.
It's almost shot for shot. And this someone's like and they tweeted it out to her. They're like, oh, don't think we didn't notice you paying homage to your dad. She's like, no, that's 100% correct. Like, that's exactly what I did.
That's pretty cool. Actually.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And then did you guys pick up on the there were multiple references to aliens in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys pick up on some of those? So
what do you mean aliens? Like from
the movie? Ripley Scott, James Cameron movie.
Oh, I picked up obviously the one where like we're going to get ready for some chop. That one. Yeah. That's why.
So there's that one. Yeah. And then obviously when he's eating the soup, the little face hugger thing.
Yeah. It's true.
And then there was one other one as well.
At the very, very end, the creature at the very, very end.
Yeah. Like when it came out of the egg. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Because I thought that one was going to be like an actual face hugger.
Yeah.
That was a good episode, man. I'm like, so excited.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I really, really thought. Because I was going to say earlier, because I thought it was about going to be really heavily on the frogs. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was. I seriously.
But Gooch, you can't complain because it turned out so much better.
No, that's what I'm saying. I came in disappointed, and then that all that went away, and I started getting an erection. Well, I was watching it, so it was great.
As one would.
I'm waiting for you guys to start making picks where you're like, I'm going to make this pick, but if I'm wrong, I'm okay with that. That means the episode's going to be awesome, you know?
All right.
So then let's
I think
let's
I'm going to make
right
one like that. Okay.
Let's get right into Clint. Since you knocked it out of the park, you got to go first.
Yeah. Okay. So I am going to use a little bit of my knowledge that I've seen different places, and I'm sure you guys have too. I read somewhere that people are suspecting that Ahsoka Tano will appear in episode 5 because Dave Filoni has directed that episode. So given that, and actually I even have like another reason why I think this, even despite that, but it reinforces what my pick is going to be, is that this past episode, episode 2, we ended where they were flying in space towards some planet. Yeah. And they went to this planet in this episode and then they left and now they're flying in space towards another planet, right? I don't think that they would do 2 episodes in a row where the time in between the 2 episodes was uneventful and they got to these planets without anything happening. So I feel like the next episode, they're not going to get to that planet that Bo-Katan mentioned where Ahsoka Tano is.
Mm.
It's going to be one more episode, I think. But that's not part of my prediction, because I don't want to go too far ahead. My prediction is that Ahsoka Tano will not be in the next episode.
Okay.
That's my number one. That's my first prediction. My next prediction is that he's going to get caught up in some way before he gets to that planet, and the episode will be comprised of that, essentially. That
before he gets to what planet?
The
Corvus?
Yeah, Corvus. He won't get to that planet in the next episode, I don't believe.
Okay.
He will, and mind you, if I'm wrong, I'm happy, because then fucking Jedis are here. But because the other option was that he gets there, but he doesn't find Ahsoka Tano. But I feel like he's not going to quite get there. So I feel like it's going to be a filler episode.
Okay.
Like episode 2 was, where he kind of just gets sidetracked into something and then goes back onto his mission, you know?
Okay.
I have no clue what that filler episode will be about, but my prediction is that it will not be him going to Navarre. Okay. It will not be going to him to Navarre. And my last pick, I don't think this is actually going to happen, but if I'm right, I will be very happy. So I'm just going to throw it out there because it doesn't hurt me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Boba Fett's in this next episode.
Wow.
Okay. Lucho, I was going to have you go next, but I'm going to go next because Clint and I have basically made almost the same exact prediction.
Okay.
All right. So I guarantee Ahsoka will not be in this episode. I do think that there's a pattern that we've seen. There will be a monster present in this episode that they're going to have to battle, because one in episode 1, one in episode 2, and there's one that ate the baby in episode 3. I agree that Mando will not make it to Corvus in this episode. The reason being is because his ship's so fucked up right now, and it's basically running on fumes. He's got to get it repaired. And right now, he has only one technician friend or engineering friend that can help him out, and that's the fucking chick, Pelimoto, on Tatooine. So he's going to go back to Tatooine.
Wow.
And now what's going to happen when he gets back to Tatooine? Fucking Boba Fett, baby. Boba Fett's going to be in the episode.
I love it.
They're going to cross somehow. I think something's going to happen, and he's going to get double-crossed by Pelimoto. Why? Because she wants that baby. I think she wants it so bad that something's going to happen. Boba's going to come, and it's not going to make a whole lot of sense, but I think that's what's going to happen. I'm predicting. This is a banger right here. You ready to hold on to your butts? Boba takes the child.
Okay.
Boba is going to take the child, and I think he's going to hold on to him for the entire episode.
Oh.
And then I do think that somehow at the end, Mando is going to make his way to Corvus. You know what? That's going to
with Boba?
Counteract. Maybe not with Boba, but
you think that Boba is going to take the kid to as ransom for his armor?
No, I don't think it's going to be that. Okay. But I think because I kind of have a feeling that Boba doesn't care about the armor anymore.
He's just not in that. You know? Yeah, because
he would have asked these guys about it. I mean, right?
Yeah, he would have had to have known that Timothy Oliphant had it, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you would think so because it. My understanding is that people knew that there was a Mandalorian,
right,
or somebody that looked like him on Tatooine. And, you know, if you're this great bounty hunter, you're not just going to be walking around the desert and be like, oh, I'm just by myself. I'm killing Tusken Raiders and taking their weapons. So, like, there's something going on with Boba Fett. And I don't know if that means, because, you know, like, fucking even then, Din had to fucking walk from wherever he was back to Mos Eisley. And between that time, if Boba Fett was really interested in that armor, he could have tracked him and he could have met him in Mos Eisley. So I don't know if it's the armor that he's interested in or the fact that there's another Mandalorian and he wants to take him out somehow. So I think episode 4 is going to be a Tatooine-based Boba versus Mando.
Wow.
And it's going to be the beginning of an arc. So one thing that I've been noticing too in these episodes is that it's kind of like it's starting to build some arcs. So like, this isn't the last we're going to see of Katie Sackhoff's Bo-Katan.
No.
So it's not going to be related to anything in the next episode. So I'm going to hold off on that. But going to get crazy. And I'm holding on to my season long pick the entire season. Not a single Jedi.
Wow. Okay.
Oh man. Yeah. Did anyone want to put a season long on their picks? I only got one wrong, and I can't do a season long because it was specific to that episode.
I don't remember,
there will be Jedi in the season, so maybe I can do that.
I think you guys.
Ahsoka Tano will be there.
Oh yeah, let me take a look at my.
Yeah, let me do mine real quick here. So after hearing your guys's, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of blown away because I thought I did really bad in the last round, but apparently I did okay. So, you know, okay, so I'm going to go...
You're still in the game right now.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go on a observation, I would say, in the last, like, three episodes, okay? I've noticed on, every single episode, we saw a classic, local monster, right? So we went to Tatooine. Yeah. We saw, the sand people, the Krayt dragon. And then we went to... Where did we go in the second...
I don't know what the planet was.
The ice planet.
So we
with the ice spider.
Although the ice spider, true, it wasn't it was still like an ice type thing, right? And then the third one, they went to a water planet. And what would you expect on a water planet?
A fucking water monster.
Water monster. So you had Mon Calamari and the squid guys and shit. So I'm going to say wherever they go, whether it be Corvus, I don't know if it's going to be Corvus or not. Because you guys, I was going to say it was Corvus. Okay. Right?
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. If it's like a jungle planet, I want to see Wookiees or like a forest planet. I want to see Wookiees like in the background. Ewoks? Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say, dude. They're going to I don't know if Ewoks are
well, exactly,
indigenous just to Endor. Because I thought Jawas were indigenous to just Tatooine, but there they were on Navarre.
But if they're gonna immigrate, where are they gonna go to? They're gonna go to a forest planet. So that's how they're gonna explain it.
And after the second Death Star blew up and the rebellion was on Endor, who's to say that some of them didn't go with them?
Exactly right. So, I mean, I'm saying there's going to be something that, like, if it's a forest, you might see Jawas or you may see Ewoks and all that stuff. Not Jawas, but Wookiees. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying is that if they go to a certain planet, if it's another sand planet, you see maybe other Jawas or something like that. You know, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. I see
a classic creature, you're saying.
A classic creature from that sort of fauna. That's what I want to get at. Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Understood.
Yeah. So that's my number one in this one. And then I was going to say, I think they're going to go with an old school type ploy where it's going to be, you feel like it's a filler. And then at the end, it gets a little bit more exciting. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see, Ashka, whatever, what's her name? I don't know.
Ahsoka Tano?
Ahsoka Tano at the end of it, and that's when it's going to, that's when it's going to go into the next episode. So it's going to be lame, 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 filler, 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 and at the end, boom, you're going to get, just the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Ahsoka Tano is going to appear in this episode?
I do think so. I do think so.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay.
But that at the very end, if she's like anywhere in the middle, no, it doesn't count.
Oh, so she has to be specifically at the end.
At the end, as like a dun dun dun.
Oh, shit. Yeah. She's just making the shit harder on himself.
No, that's what I believe. It's at the end, or I would say it's at the end, or they're not going to show up. But you guys took that one, so I gotta go. I can't put that in.
So
there.
If she shows up, then you'll at least get your point and a half.
Maybe my point exactly. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I'll give you the three because you say she's going to be in the episode. But if you're like, no, she's going to be at the end, and that's like your specific prediction.
That's my specific prediction. Yes.
All right. There it is. That's it. You got any more?
No. That's it. I was going to say they're going to be edging us that one.
Oof. Man.
Yes.
So, I mean.
Did you want to extend any of your guys' ones you guys got wrong?
Let me take a look here.
I think mine was that I thought last week.
That there would be Jedi on that planet. So I don't know if I can, I can even extend it. Because it would be if the Jedi appear in the season. But I think they are, obviously. So I leave it up to you guys whether or not I can do that or not. I feel like I can't. I feel like I shouldn't be able to do that because I said that planet specifically.
Mm.
Let's see. No Jedi. Let's see. Jedi's on that planet.
I don't remember if I did any.
I mean, mine is the exact opposite. I'm saying there's no Jedi at all. So if you want to say that there will be Jedi in the season, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, but so you're saying yours was you said there won't be any Jedi at all?
This entire season. No Jedi.
Well, I thought Ahsoka Tano was going to appear.
Yeah.
But she's not a Jedi.
She's not a Jedi.
Oh, you think that she's not a Jedi anymore?
No, because she left the Order.
Oh.
This fool's trying to split hairs here.
Okay.
So a Jedi is a is a sect. It's a type of people. Just because you can use the Force doesn't mean you're a Jedi.
I get you.
Don't worry.
She already referred to her as a Jedi already. You know.
Well, that's because back when what's her name? I think Bo-Katan, when she last knew of Ahsoka, she was still a part of the Jedi Order. But some shit went down, and Ahsoka left.
She became a full Jedi, or she was always a Padawan.
She never got to master.
Mm.
I think she was a knight, maybe.
She was a knight. Okay.
Maybe got to knight.
Okay. Shit. Okay.
No, I didn't know that.
So, Gooch, did you have one that you wanted to extend?
See Ahsoka Tano, but she's not a Jedi.
No, I don't think
so.
I'll wait a little while because I'm pretty sure I did do one last week. I don't remember what it was though. But
which one did you get wrong? Which one did he get wrong, Devo? Just so he knows.
So this one, it was we will go to the planet of the frogs. And we'll run to the New Republic.
You can do the New Republic one.
Run to the New Republic. Well, but he's already run into the New Republic.
Yeah.
So that I don't think is going to work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Shit. Damn, so, man.
There we go. Right now, Clint's got a commanding lead. 18 points.
Damn.
Huge coming up, though. 7.5, you know. A little less than halfway there. And, you know, I'm just keeping shit warm. In the back here, you know.
Dude, you're coming big this round, though, dude. You had some good. You had some nice fucking predictions.
I'll say this, Devo. Your predictions are like the most exciting.
I agree.
You need to write the goddamn show.
I was like, this guy's like, he already watched like 3 times already. Because that's crazy.
When I was watching this episode, I was so excited for what I was seeing on the screen, but then at the same time, I was just so disappointed, just knowing that like, and then like, because I would look at, and then it's like, oh, the frog, it's not a planet, you know, oh, this isn't happening. Oh, great, now Clint got the points for that. Oh, I got no points for that.
You know what I said, Devo, when I saw Sasha Banks, I was like, well, I lost points there. The moment.
Yeah.
Devo, I got to tell you, when they were on the dock and the frog lady was looking for her husband, I was like, please be there, please. Please be there, please. Please be there. And then he was, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. But then we see Sasha Banks, and then like she comes down as a chick. I'm like, okay, we're going in the right direction. Could be Sabine Wren. And then because we watched with the volume down a little bit because, you know, we don't want to wake up the kids, so we had the subtitles on. And then when she spoke, it had the character's name there, and it wasn't Sabine Wren. I was like, oh. Crushed.
So good. This is so much fun.
All right.
So, you know, that's going to take us halfway into the season. And then we'll see. Maybe I can tighten up the race. But, you know, if Clint and I were on the same page for the next episode. So if we're both scoring big, then I'm still fucked no matter what. So, you know, Lucho, you only made a couple of picks. So
because I was like, man, you guys' picks were out there. I was like,
but Gooch, you don't lose points.
No Boba Fett.
Yeah.
You don't lose points for making picks, so you just got to make picks.
Exactly. And that's what I did this episode. Like,
I went safe, by the way.
Obviously, when I was watching this, I'm like, ugh, I can't do this anymore. I just gotta throw everything on the wall. Like, I'm going to take a shit and just throw whatever sticks, right? So, but yeah, so we'll see. Next Friday, it's going to be Chapter 12. don't even know the title yet, but it's probably going to be something like The Redemption, and it's going to be all about Boba Fett.
Nice.
That'd be so awesome.
Whatever. Woo!
So until then.
See you guys next week.
May the Force be with you.